Band-Aids and tongue
cream. Okay, we're up to Shabbos Kufi Desmond Aleph. Avdeina Yoma Tovah L'Rabbanan. I made a saying over here. We made a siyum. You make a party for the rabbis. And Rava said, because when a young Torah scholar comes before me for din, I don't put my head on the pillow. Meaning it's the right thing for a judge to look for the merits of a Torah scholar in judgment as best as possible, until I seek as many of his merits as possible. Mar Bar Avashi said, I'm disqualified pasinle letzur merabban ladina to sit in judgment a young Torah scholar. Why? It's because a Torah scholar is beloved to me, dechaviv alaika gufai, as my own self. Ain adam roa chovelatz. A person doesn't find fault in himself. The Gemara now talks about the issue of oneg on Shabbos. Rav Chanina mit'atef akai anpe damale Shabbos. Rav Chanina would wrap himself in the garment and stand the nightfall Shabbos Eve and say, Boi v'neitze likra Shabbos hamalka. Rav Yanai lovish mane ma'ale Shabbos. Rav Yanai would put on his garment on Erev Shabbos and say, Enter bride, enter boi kala, boi kala. Rabbar v'huna ikul levei Rabbar Nachman, kerevu le'tlas savi tachve. They brought before him 3 sa of oiled biscuits, and he said to them, Amr lehu mihavi yadita datene. Did you know that I am coming to be prepared all this in honor of my honor? They said, Are you more important to us than Shabbos? Meaning the biscuits were prepared for Shabbos, not for him. Rababa bought 13, right, tleisar astire pshite. Astire pshite, it's a stater, is a name of a weight of common coin in Greek. Various coins of different value. You place them in the door hinges, enter his house, to hurry to bring another type of meat. And he said to the cooks, in order to rush them, hurry and prepare it. Right? And the Gemara said that Rabbi Avo would sit in an ivory chair, a tachtecha. Okay, in an ivory chair, he would sit there at the front of it, like a plank or so, and fan the fire, cooking the food for the Shabbos, so he would have a role in preparing for Shabbos. So these are different, how the different Rabbanim would be involve themselves in the preparation of the Hachana of Shabbos. Safar Machresh Rav Safar would roast the head of an animal prepared for Shabbos. Rava would salt a shibuta fish in deference to Shabbos. Rav Huna kindled lamps in honor of Shabbos. Shmuel says, to honor the Shabbos, you make the feast later. The sons of Rav Papa, Rav Astor Papa, people like us for whom meat and wine is found on our table every day, how do we change it on Shabbos? He says to them, if you're accustomed to eating your meal early, make it later on Shabbos. If you're accustomed to making it late, make it earlier. Okay, showing the uniqueness of Shabbos. In the summer, Rav Sheshish would put the Chachamim down who came to his lecture in a place where the sun. In the winter, he would put them in a place with a shade. He did this so they would stand quickly after it was over and not stay, so that it wouldn't take time away from being devoted for Shabbos. One who says Vayechulu at night at Shabbos, Mala Lava Kosov Ki Ilunat. One who says Vayechulu at night, so he becomes a partner with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Maisa Bereishis, says Vayechulu Atri Vayechulu El Vayechalu. Amar Az Minayin Shad Dibur Kamaisik, says B'davar Hashem Shemayim Nasu. Samar Rav Chizm Ravuka Kolam is Baal Be'er Shabbos and says Vayechulu, 2 Malachi Asharis accompany him. La'adam Manichan Yedem Hashem and say, Sar Ovenech Vedetu Chaper. You should be, your iniquity has passed and your sin has been atoned. So we know that 2 ministering angels come home to a person from Shul. Echad Tov, Echad Ra. Ukshabol Abeso, when they come into his house and they see a candle lit and Shulchan Aruch, me someone saw us. Malach Tov says, Yehi Ratzon, Shetahe L'Shabbos Acheres Kach. There should be another Shabbos like this. The bad Malach says, Amen, Bal Korcho. Im Lav, Malach Ra says, Yehi Ratzon, Shabbos Acheres Kach. Malach Tov, One Amen, Bal Korcho. And he makes him forces him with Amen. A person should always misader his shulchan Erev Shabbos, even though he only needs a kazayas. Just set it up nice. A person should set up his shulchan Mamotzei Shabbos, even though he only needs a kazayas. So, chum in Mamotzei Shabbos, hot water after Shabbos, is a malugma, warm bread, and the klushan Shabbos is a remedy for that. Shua ben Levi, kol ha'ona amen yehei shmei rabba. Mavarach b'chol kocho, we rip up his gzar din, right? His gzar din is ripped up. Shanem, we throw a peros, yisrob, nadim baruch hu Hashem. My time throw a peros, because that's baruch hu Hashem. Gemara says, "Amir Avo, Lo Charva Yerushalayim, Ela Bishvil Shabitlu Kriyas Shema Shachris V'Arvis." Right? Amir Rabbi Nuna, Lo Charva Yerushalayim, Ela Bishvil Shabitlu Batinoka Shel Beis Rav Yerushalayim Yisrael, because the school children were interrupted from learning.
Come closer and hold your
foot. Rabbi Shimon Bar Amir Rabbi Chanina, Lo Charva Yerushalayim, Ela Bishvil Shelo Chichu, because they didn't give each other mussar when it was appropriate. Right? They didn't kovshu paneim bakarka, they put their faces in the ground, buried their head in the sand. Amir Rabbi Lo Charva Yerushalayim, Ela Bishvil Shabizu Batamichu, they were mavaza talmid chachamim. We know one who is Mavaz Talmud Chacham has no refuah for his makkah. We have here the line again, El Tamid Amir Shlokesh from Rabbi Hudnesia, Eino Olam Miskayim El Vishvil Hevel Tinoka Shalvei Sirbaim, because of the breath of the children of the schoolhouses. Eino Doma Hevel has sin, Dovel doesn't have sin. Eino Vavei Sirbana, Filu Binyan Beis, even for the building of Migdash, you don't Mavata the kids from learning. Any town which has no school children studying Torah, they destroy it. Ravina said they leave it, Machrim, I said leave it desolate. Okay, why Jerusalem was destroyed? Only because there were no more Anshe Amon, trustworthy people there. Shotdo b'chutzas Yerushalayim, Reina Osim Mishpam Vakish Mishlach La'iniv. Amar Kitina Mishlashas Kishalom Yerushalayim Lo Paskim An Anshe Amon. Okay, so the Gemara says that Shabbos Kufi Tess, the Gemara says Rabbi Avo, Rabbi Chunah, Rabbi Avra, Rabbi Yosef, and many other Moraim were physically involved in the preparation of a Shabbos. So the Gemara Kedushin 41a says that they performed the preparations for Shabbos even though they had servants that could do it. The Gemara Moed Kot 9a says that learning Torah is more important than all the other mitzvahs. So if one is presented with the opportunity to do the mitzvah of learning Torah and the opportunity to do another mitzvah, the mitzvah of learning Torah takes precedence. Since there were others who could do the preparations of Shabbos, why were the Amoraim permitted to stop learning Torah? So Mishnah Berurah mentioned that in the Shaar Tzion. So the Shaar Tzion writes that when the Gemara Mod Katan says the one who does not stop learning Torah and perform mitzvah that could be done by someone else, it refers to a mitzvah that requires that a certain objective be accomplished. And since that objective could be accomplished by someone else, one can't stop learning Torah to do it himself. When the Gemara there mentions a mitzvah that cannot be done by someone else, it refers to a mitzvah that obligates a person himself to be involved, like wearing tefillin. Preparing for Shabbos involves in that category, the person himself, mitzvah shebagufo, and not merely to get it done. It's about you have to be involved in it. Two, the mitzvah of honoring the Shabbos is a very important mitzvah, and therefore it requires one even to stop learning the Torah. And maybe these Amoraim did not stop learning Torah at all. They continued to learn Torah at the same time while they prepared for Shabbos.